Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, February the 7th, 2008. Israeli army attacks on Gaza today leave 7 Palestinians dead, while in the West Bank, Israeli troops injure 1 civilian and kidnap 13 others. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Seven Palestinians were killed and 5 injured during several airstrikes and a ground invasion the Israeli army conducted in the northern part of the Gaza Strip on Thursday morning. A teacher was killed and 5 other civilians were injured when Israeli tanks stationed on the northern Gaza-Israeli borders shelled an agricultural college located in the town of Beit Hanon. Medical sources identified the teacher as Hani Naim. The sources added that among those 5 injured were 3 children. 5 resistance fighters from the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of the Hamas movement, were killed when Israeli jet fighters targeted them during 3 different attacks on Thursday at dawn, the group stated. The Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad, said that Jawdat Napan, a fighter for the group, was killed during an Israeli shelling of Beit Hanon on Thursday at dawn. Including the 7 killed today, the death toll in Gaza due to Israeli attacks in the past 2 days now stands at 16. On Tuesday, 9 Palestinians were killed due to the continued attacks on the Palestinian coastal region. Meanwhile, the Israeli army kidnapped at least 13 Palestinian civilians and injured 1 other during pre-dawn invasions that targeted several parts of the West Bank on Thursday. Mohammed Nazal, 56, from Kabatia town in the northern part of the West Bank, sustained injuries to his feet and was moved to hospital for medical treatment when Israeli troops attacked and searched homes in the town. 6 other civilians were kidnapped in the attack. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report was brought to you by Caroline Jones and Ghassan Banoura.